Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Welcome back. You're still listening to your weekly wellness radio for Mexicali and Imperial Valley. Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health. I'm your host, Maria Wyatt. And today we have a really good show with really good information. We have Rose Holmes. She is the Imperial Valley NAMI facilitator, and NAMI stands for the National Alliance of mental Illness.
Yeah.
Welcome back.
Yeah. Thank you.
Welcome back.
Good to be
and you
here.
Know what? Like I said, I've known, you know, when sometimes I need to get some data, some research, you know, you go NAMI. Mm-hmm. But it's not here. I mean, had until now.
Right.
So let's go and talk about a little bit more about NAMI. It's a support group. It
yes.
can be for family members. It can be for people who are affected with mental illness.
Yes.
But also they can offer other services.
Absolutely. Okay. They offer quite a bit of services. And all, again, this NAMI is nonprofit. But they also give you support on the helpline for brain disorders,
wow.
community resources. Like what we're doing right now with behavioral health is we're getting resources to make sure that
doing this on check.
And believe it or not, well, not you because you're informed and you work with them, but the community needs to be aware of what the resources are. So I'm glad that we're working together, because we're going to be able to inform the community, the portion anyway, that come to the meetings and that are not aware of the trainings or the help, or the tools, mm-hmm. which is what you get from coming to behavioral health mm-hmm. and getting some information, getting the help. And that's the clinical part. You know, we're non-clinical, but they also, help family members to learn to cope with and deal with and how to,
that's important. That's
yes.
really important.
We tend to forget family. We
that's
tend to forget really everybody important. But the patient, you know, and That's not the case. When you have a family member or a friend that's ill, guess what? You're affected by
mm-hmm.
it. So you need the resources and the support just as much as the person that's going through the sickness
yeah.
or the illness. They also do referrals, which is what we're going to be trying to work with behavioral health. Again, we'll have the information, but we are not mm-hmm. a clinical support.
You're just like
just,
a referral and support
yes.
and referral.
Yes. If you ask for it, here's the resources. This is where you go. And then they also provide rehabilitation and support, evaluation and assessment. And that's something that you would have to go to either behavioral health or to
that's
our San
where the
Diego.
Referral,
yes.
referral comes in.
Yes. We're limited right now because we're starting mm-hmm. off, but these are some of the resources that, NAMI can help with or assist with or direct you to. And then also Social Security. There's a lot of, people that don't realize because they can't, for whatever mental illness they may have, cannot work,
mm-hmm.
Because you're debilitated
yeah.
by it.
Yeah.
And so people don't realize
how to go
you
through the process.
Can go through the process
and
get your benefits.
Sometimes they can be very overwhelming, the process. It's just,
it
you know,
is.
Getting the appointment, getting your documentations, you know, whatever they might ask. And
it
and
is.
They just, you know, make sure you come back on this day, make sure you bring this paperwork. Yeah.
I personally went to, I don't know if I can say who they are. It's a national company that takes care. They advertise it all
mm-hmm.
the time as Bender and Bender.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
And I just had them do it because it was very overwhelming. And I can't tell you how big my file was. And it's not that you don't do anything. Again, you have to be your own advocate.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to cooperate with them. So when they need paperwork filled out, if you can't fill it out, NAMI can help you with that.
Oh, good.
They can help you with that. Again, these are some services that either our local behavioral health can help with, and we would refer them to
mm-hmm.
you, or this is something that San Diego County will. And the reason I mentioned San Diego is because we are adopted by San Diego.
Mm-hmm.
We are
They're
not
our parents.
They are our parents, and they are wonderful. They were so excited. When I reached out, it was within 24 hours that I was contacted by the director of San Diego NAMI. And she reached out and her first comments was, it's about time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Sunday morning at 7 a.m. on KXO AM 1230 Radio. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.